Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Gentlemen, and it's February Day 19, which is all about money, and it's an interesting one. I very often think to myself, how much money would actually be enough money? Because we're always thinking about, this needs repairing on the house, and this needs renewing or updating or whatever. We might need a new car. So how much money, if someone came along and said, how much do you need? How much would we need? once we've done all the things on the house that we think need doing, would we then look at things that we want to change? And how much would we need to change all the things that we want to change? And then would we start again from the beginning, or would we then replace the cars? And, would one foreign holiday a year be enough, or would we want two or three? Where does it stop? And I wonder about people who have a lot of money. They live in big houses, and I think that their lifestyle is just more expensive. They'll have to probably employ staff to look after the house. They'll need a more expensive car. They need to wear very expensive clothes because they have a certain status. Maybe they're even in the public eye. So I imagine there's quite a lot of pressure to wear the right things, do the right things, the right leisure activities even, and that costs a lot more money. So I wonder, so having more money, I think you automatically also spend more money, but I don't know. I don't know anyone who's that rich, so I can't check. I do know that a lot of our strive for more money very much comes from capitalism, consumerism, being told every single day that we must have stuff and that's going to make our lives better, whereas I think what is very true is this saying about happiness is the journey, not the destination. I don't think that money makes you happy. It's following your dreams and your hopes and how you get there. Because once we've achieved a dream or a hope has come true, we automatically look out for the next one, don't we? So, money per se is not going to help. But I think it is a certain security blanket not to have to worry about paying the most important bills. I think that's important to people. I also think that since I was talking about capitalism, while I grew up in what they called it socialism anyway, but there were still people striving to be better than others. Some of us lived in flats, some had a little house. It depended what kind of education you had and what kind of job you had. You would have more or less money. Things were a bit more equal, but not completely. It also depended what connections you had. So a lot of things you couldn't buy in the shops. You needed to have someone in the know to get hold of certain things. A telephone, for instance. My dad was an engineer, and he needed to go on call outs in the middle of the night possibly, so we had a telephone. And at one point, I think when I started secondary school when I was 14, I think there were only about three or four people in my class who had a landline at home, and I think one was a vicar's daughter, one was a doctor's daughter. So those kind of people had telephones. Nobody else did. So, and there was certainly also some comparison in the school and in the school playground. We didn't have school uniform. What are you wearing, and where did you get that from, and you could always trump that with, I got it from West Germany, because that was the top that you could possibly have. So. I think human beings always kind of strive towards wanting something better, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think wanting better things has brought us out of caves and to where we are today. because someone always wants things that they can make it smaller or bigger, depending on whatever it is, and they can make it better and strive for that. The other thoughts I was having about money is, so when I was a child, I was always told that I had to look after my things because we can't afford to replace them. And this is what I find I still tell my children, who clearly have a lot of things because we're fairly well off. And I don't know, because a lot of people that I know who were told that as children, it stays with them and it influences them through their lives. And I wonder whether for my children, it's going to be more a case of saying, look after your things, because there's an environmental message here. We can't afford to throw all this broken stuff away. Landfill is full as it is. We need to look after things, and so we don't, you know, there's a lot of reuse going on, and we recycle, etc. And just get that message across to kids. I don't know. I don't know what are they going to remember, but I find it an interesting one. How do they view things? How do they value things? Seeing as they're clearly not wanting for anything. So, yeah, anyway, I probably not really answered the questions, sorry, but these are my thoughts on money, and I'll leave it here. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.